WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Federal investigators are seeking more information about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street early Wednesday in New Orleans, killing 15 people, injuring over two dozen others. Zion Parsons lost his cousin. He was at the scene.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air. They falling under the car.
The man at the wheel of the truck identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, an Army citizen who lived in an Army veteran who lived in Texas. President Biden said
the FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
This is ABC News. President-elect Donald Trump's plans for deportations after he takes office could threaten a key military base, as ABC's Connor Finnegan explains.
The U.S. military's only base in Central America, key to regional security and humanitarian aid, could now be in jeopardy. Honduran President Xiomara Castro called for constructive and friendly dialogue with the incoming Trump administration in a New Year's address. But she warned that Trump's mass deportations would undercut relations, calling them hostile and unnecessary. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, and Ensenada, Mexico.
America's second highest civilian award is going to two members of the January 6th committee. President Biden set to bestow the Presidential Citizens Medal on Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney, lawmakers who led their committee. Donald Trump has said they should be jailed. 18 more people will also be honored at today's ceremony, including longtime gun safety advocate and former congresswoman from New York, Carolyn McCarthy. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you having surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually out outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy January. We are now in first show in January, right?
It is.
First show in 25.
Yes.
There we go. All right. First show in 25.
First show today.
First thing we just have to bring up, not in a bad way to start, but just have to. The thing in New Orleans was just, I woke up yesterday morning, just, you want to just throw up. Just so sick to your stomach.
Yeah. That was really, really bad. And talk about where people go. I mean, you had the game.
Yeah.
But it's also New Year's Eve. I mean, I'm sure you've been there a bunch of times, and that's just a great place to party. And
I've never you've always said there's no better setting for a Super Bowl than New Orleans.
That should be every year.
And you're right, because I remember after that. I remember after San Diego, and the thing was so far out in the middle of no place. I mean, not the middle of no place. It's still San Diego, California. But I mean, as far as from where the majority of the people were staying, and you have to get on these trolleys and go there.
Right.
You got to take it. Then Dallas was horrific.
It's
like,
Dallas,
it's like the game was in Oshkosh.
Right, 30 minutes from, Dallas.
Yeah.
Arlington.
And there's no place to walk around. New Orleans, you walk out of the Super Bowl, you walk three blocks, you're in the French Quarter. And that's what everybody, I ran into more people from Wisconsin after the Super Bowl on Bourbon Street than I'd probably seen in 10 years. Yeah. It's like everybody was, that I knew was on Bourbon Street, and they walked their 3 minute walk. Most perfect setting I've ever seen for a major sports venue.
Not just the logistics, though, the service.
Everything.
The customer service, it's just the food.
It was made for that.
I mean, there's that Southern Hospitality.
Yeah. I can just imagine it was like that night, because we were all down there the night before Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, festive, fun,
warm
atmosphere. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's having a good time. Most wonderful setting. And then, of course, that gets hit.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Yep. That's sad. That's
sickening. Sickening. Okay, let me ask you this, though. I don't mean to start out 225 dark.
Okay,
let me ask you this, conspiracy man.
Okay. No, I'm not.
I know you're not. I'm just putting on
conspiracy hat. Yeah.
And again, a lot of rumor. Okay, did you see about that Tesla that got blown up in front of Trump? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a report I saw, I don't know if it's true or false, that said both were rented from the same place.
That is true. But that's true. But so that's all I heard. Okay. What are the odds? Probably 20%, right? Because there's only five places you're going to rent a car, right? Budget, Avis. You'll say they rented from, oh my gosh, they both rented from Avis. Well, when they got that much of the market, I don't know that that's something that's the only coincidence they found was they were both rented from the same place. So I don't know, John. When I heard that, I thought, okay, there's pretty good odds that.
Oh, I thought it was the exact same lot.
No, that would be different.
That's what I mean. I thought it was the same lot.
A coincidental layer. Both
rented just company?
I don't know.
Oh, if that's what it is, then I wouldn't. Okay.
I don't know that.
Okay. I don't want to be talking out of school, but it's just like, okay, something going on here.
But I think there's a little backpedaling going on in New Orleans. You see the mayor and that security wasn't
terrible.
We're in the process. Okay, drive around a barricade.
Yeah, that was tough.
We have better security here for the farmers market. Yeah.
I don't know why they don't take big dump trucks and just block off the roads. Then when the party's over, just drive them back.
Lambo does that.
That's what I mean. I mean, that works better than anything. Yeah. Do you remember during 9/11 trying to get down Lombardi Avenue during a Packer game? I think you'd be shot. Yeah. I mean, not even kidding. That security was so tight, it was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They brought off those big trucks and just closed off all the roads.
Yeah. You know, they're just worried about some of this being tied together. If that is,
Security's
really going to be beefed up
for everything.
They said they're going to have everything ready for the Super Bowl, and I'll bet you some of those Sugar Bowl people are thinking, really? Their lives are more important than ours? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, look, we're behind this schedule a little bit, but, we're going to protect lives for the Super Bowl. I thought, man, whoever said that?
Okay, we need to throw this, and the reason I'm bringing this up, what's going to be the most highly attended event in the United States this year?
Well, the inauguration.
Well, but the draft.
Oh, yeah, the draft. Absolutely.
Well, that's where I get that here.
That's a really, really good point. And that's going to be really interesting to see what we do, because what we do and what we tell people, we're doing more than what we tell people.
I'm not trying to scare people. No. I'm just saying, hey, some weird, crazy stuff just happened. And
But even after, the Packers, I think the NFL is protecting.
I know.
They're going to be all right.
I got a feeling the NFL is a little tougher than the Sugar Bowl committee. Jeez.
I think you might be right. So, no, I think we're going to spend a little money on security this year, but that's all right. No, it's not all right. It's just.
Then did you see the chief of police of New Orleans or one of the guys said? He said, well, we thought we were secure, but they found a way around it.
I know.
He just drove around it.
Yeah. The terrorists out there.
They outthought us or something. Yeah, because what they did, instead of trying to go through the barrier, they just drove right around it.
And then that.
Never thought of that.
He drove up on the sidewalk and around it. And did you hear that one reporter? Really? So you didn't suspect anybody of driving on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to, you got to have a little pre-meeting and say, look, this is what we're going to say. That they just sounded so stupid.
Sounds so stupid.
I just thought when they said, look, we knew this could happen, and we're getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
can you imagine the parents of those kids?
We took down the other barriers, and the other ones aren't in yet. My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, that's very sad.
Wouldn't you come in and just fire a person like that right away for stupidity?
Oh yeah.
Just probably blatant stupidity. Go.
Yeah, they could have got ahead of that. I mean,
I know, but to make a statement like that.
Oh no, I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you got to say.
But you're right about the trucks. I just think there's other things. I don't think they saw it as a big threat. But then, what did they?
Well, why have anything then? Put it this way. Do you remember in Goodfellas when he said, extreme danger, is there any other kind, Danny?
No, I don't.
But it's the same type of thing. If you're making the effort to block off the street because there's a possibility of a threat, wouldn't you make sure you do everything possible to take away that threat and not leave the sidewalks open?
Yeah.
I mean, is that asking too much? No. You know what I mean? Who's texting you already?
Brad Toll, who we're talking about the NFL draft, and I was going to interview him today. I'll get to you on this. He just sent me a text that he's not feeling well, so we'll have to figure something out. But on the first Sunday of every month, we talk about the NFL.
And what's going on out there?
All right.
I've had so many people. Who was it the other day? Oh, well, just good friend. He goes, he's an outdoor guy. I mean, he says, hey, John, sorry, it took 3 days to get back. I had some kind of a stomach bug. I just was, what's out there?
Yeah. A lot of people are sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm talking these not wussy kind of people look for, I can't come in today. I don't feel good. Then you see them at the mall an hour later. You know the types? But these are hardcore guys who need to get out and work. And they're like, I can't work. Any people that work in emergency rooms or urgent cares? What are you seeing?
We were less sick, except for all the people that died, during COVID because we were so sanitary.
Yeah,
always washing our hands.
Never got a cold.
Always using that stuff. Had all that solution in your car, sanitizer in your car.
No, I will say this. That's the one thing. It's impossible to say anything good came out of COVID, but I'm going to say this. I keep one of those in my car.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk into my place, that's the first thing. It's like automatic.
That is a good habit.
You don't even think about it.
That is a good habit.
That's automatic. Yeah.
So, speaking of habits, did you?
My resolution?
Yeah.
I stayed with it, with not having expensive wine. When you think about that.
One day.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. So, I love tenderloin. Who doesn't love tenderloin? Pretty tough to not love tenderloin.
Yeah. No, right.
Okay. But I've always ordered everything medium well to well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Had tenderloin the other night. And it was like, and Julie goes, "Oh, that's kind of raw," or kind of not raw, but I mean a little
real rare.
Rare. Ah, let me just. Oh my God, was that delicious?
It is.
I'd never eaten something like semi rare or medium rare before.
Oh,
it's like,
that's,
what a difference. It's so
totally
tender.
Why
you would, literally could melt in your mouth. Yep. I'm 106 years old, and I've just finally discovered
tenderloin medium rare?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's the best thing I've ever tasted.
Garlic. Yeah, there's. Yeah. Those sandwiches they make in my house, that's medium rare.
Okay,
I mean, What are you talking about?
Did you do cannibal?
Oh, no, you know what?
Oh, you did?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, we didn't, and we should have. No, it's salmon. No, because fish is good luck as well.
It's what?
Seafood on New Year's Eve is good luck.
I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah, that's why a lot of people, lobster.
I never heard that
herring.
Before.
Yes.
But I'm going to find that article where it says doctors are saying, do not eat. It said thousands of people die.
Oh, bull.
Not knowing what they died from.
I was going to say bologna, but that's what they died from.
And they trace it back. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Sarah from Alloway, pneumonia is really bad right now. And I always joke about when
Dude,
I had the.
That's serious.
I know, but I always joke. That's what Ricky Henderson died of the other day. All-time leading base stealer in Major League history, 65 years old, healthy guy, pneumonia, and he died.
Wow.
Another one, I always joke about this, but whooping cough that I had when I was in the third grade. Like I said, I literally found my third grade report card last week, and it was 15 days in one quarter that I missed because of that. And that's making
that's
a comeback.
Wait, what? Whooping cough is making a comeback?
Yes. And they thought it had been eradicated. Yeah.
Okay.
That is something you don't want to have.
No.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing.
Tons of people died of that, but that was a long time ago.
You start coughing and you can't breathe. It must be like having asthma or something. I remember running around, running through the living room, through my house, trying to get a breath. That is not something you want.
Wow.
Whooping cough.
So you found your report card. How'd you do?
Okay. The year before, when I was
third grade is.
I know. It was
critical.
A big step.
Third and fourth grade are
that's those.
Critical
those
test
are my two dark years. Third and fourth grade. They were. They really were. You know why?
Dark.
They were. Okay. When I was listen, can I finish,
yeah,
Jim?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm let's start 25 out where I'm allowed to speak.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
So anyway,
like 24,
huh?
23.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, second grade, I got the award for academic. I had the pin for. Highest academic honors in my class. It's the only year. I'll find it. I still got the pin. It's the only year that this one girl didn't win it. She would have had a streak of 8 years. I was the one year to beat it.
No way.
Swear to God.
Second grade.
True story.
That's
but
cool.
Then the whooping cough for third grade set me back.
Oh.
And I never caught
never
up then
got
in the
back.
Fourth grade. So then the only thing that saved me, fifth grade, you had to have like, you couldn't have any whatever's. To play basketball. So then that's always been my carrot to stay eligible after that. But third and fourth grade, wow. It's like I was I might as well have been that little place, the little house on the prairie in Walnut Grove for as much as I learned.
That boy in the bubble thing. Yeah.
Same thing. Moops. Today's January 2nd, Motivational and Inspirational Day. We got to talk about that. Introvert Day. Con, get out of here.
All right.
Shell.
Come on, Con. Say good morning.
Cream Puff Day. I love cream puffs. Tough to eat, though. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Thursday. Boy, did I have to think on that one, which day of the week it is. Once again, we said motivational and inspirational day. And I'm, you know, I want to join the Croc Center. But I don't want to do it until after Quitters Friday.
Yeah, which is that tomorrow? Or
no,
is
it's
that
2 weeks.
That's what I thought.
Second Friday in January, they call it Quitters Friday.
Yep.
That's when everything... That seems early to lose your motivation after 2 weeks, doesn't it?
Well, if you resolve to do something every day, that's getting out there. It's about 13 days. So I did my daily resolutions, weekly resolutions, and monthly resolutions.
Yeah.
That's
give me yours.
The way to do that. Well, monthly, unlike you, who you're... pretty precious reader. I got to read a book a month. I told you, five newspapers. I read trade journals.
Where do you get these newspapers from? I can't find a newspaper anywhere. Even yesterday morning, I went to the gas station to buy some coffee and a newspaper. No newspapers. That used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
January 1st for the newspapers.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
the
I got one.
Big year end thing. I couldn't find any.
Yeah, the top 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I get them delivered. So.
Wow. They still deliver newspapers?
They do. But that's going to be... Yeah, I'm trying to hang on to my dad, I think, because we always had the newspapers. Two of them, one in the morning, one in the evening. And just...
I loved that. Like,
it was the Sentinel, and then
loved that.
Like Herald Times reporter.
First time I got started in radio, and I had a great guy I worked with, because the stuff would be delivered, and he'd get there at like 4, and I'd get there at whatever.
Right.
And I'd walk in, and there would be the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel. And I want to say the News Chronicle, maybe?
Yep.
Was that a morning paper?
That was the morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit in there. I loved that like you can't believe.
Yeah.
Having all three papers.
Yep.
And then the Press Gazette, obviously, in the afternoon.
Yeah. And you can read that stuff online, but...
Wait a minute. Right? Am I right? Was the Press Gazette morning or afternoon?
And the Chronicle was in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Maybe the Chronicle was when you got home.
And was the Press Gazette in the morning then? This sounds crazy. I can't believe it hasn't been that long. Somebody help us there.
No, Chronicle's in the morning. Press Gazette was in the afternoon. I'm sure
Chronicle's morning, Press Gazette afternoon?
Yeah. Got that, Con?
Okay. Is that right? I can't believe I can't remember that.
So we had two newspapers in Green Bay until they merged, one sold to the other. The Green Bay News Chronicle, and I think that was a morning paper, and then the Green Bay Press Gazette was an afternoon paper. Am I right?
God has no idea. He's done.
I moved here last year, so
he has no idea.
I've been here for 1 year. I don't know.
He's like, where can I go golfing up here?
I thought maybe you were gonna Google it or
somebody help us out. We're sounding really stupid here. Two guys that lived in Green Bay for 127 years. Was a Press Gazette morning and News Chronicle afternoon or what?
No,
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
Got a thing here from Terry. Said, I wasn't impressed with Louisiana Senator Kennedy at the New Orleans press conference yesterday. I didn't see it. I just saw excerpts about what happened.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He made some kind of...
I don't know exactly, to be honest with you. So I don't want to say something.
Condescending.
Far be it for me to say something I don't know fully about.
All right. Okay.
As I mentioned, today is cream puff day. They're delicious, but they're the hardest thing to eat in the world. Aren't they? How do you possibly eat one side without the rest spurting out?
Right. Well, no. That's not what they're talking about. Cream puffs. Are you talking about when it's the stuff's inserted? I thought they're talking about the...
Like at the fair. You know, the big cream puff. But there's the cream is coming out all over.
Okay.
You bite into it. It's impossible to... It's like the only way you can do it is
I'm thinking
like
of kneecaps. Cream puffs. Okay.
Kneecaps are a little more self-contained.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
By the
edible.
Way, do you want to know what reopened that I'm very excited about? What? In your hometown? A place I bet you've been to 100 times.
Okay.
More than 100.
That A&W? Mr.
Nope.
G's?
Nope.
100 times. Well, it can't be anything new because I've been there for 40 years. Dairy Queen?
Nope.
Okay.
Legendary.
The Bowling Alley?
Nope. Rudy's? No.
Yeah.
I love driving by there. That conjures up images of movies from the 60s unlike anything I've ever seen.
That's where we hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Rivers. Oh, Mahout's. Okay. Supper Club.
Reopened.
That's great.
You hear a lot of supper clubs closing. When's the last time you heard of one reopening?
Yeah.
I wish them well. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You want to talk about old school supper club.
Oh, man. And that supper club, we talk about that with the draft. And I think we have to.
I think you're onto something.
With that. Yeah.
I think you're onto something of all the crack. Or not crack. Whack. All the crack you've done. All the whack ideas we've had. I think your thing of setting up a tour type thing where people can go to authentic Wisconsin supper clubs outside of Green Bay.
Right.
Because they're going to be down here. If they're staying here, they're just going to walk around. We've got wonderful places around here. Nothing. But if they want that little slice of...
20 minutes, though. Right? 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Rock
you know?
Balls. How far is rock balls?
Exactly.
Mahout's.
Mahout's. Right. 40 minutes.
I still say St. Anne's.
And St. Anne's is great, right?
Schwartz's Altona.
Altona's great.
And there's like half a dozen off the top of your head.
What's that? The one we go to in right outside of Hortonville. The Black Otter. Black Otter. I mean, I just think if people sign up for a Super Bowl, the shuttle, right?
Yeah.
And take them out there.
You got to get a shuttle. You got to get a van or something. You got to get a driver, CDL driver, I think.
Yeah, well, that's
whatever. That's easy enough. I'm not even kidding. But what you need to do is you need to start advertising this.
Yeah.
You need to get it out there on the internet so people who are looking into Green Bay, what's going on, they need to see. I'm 100% serious. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Supper Club Shuttle. And I think people...
Nobody would know what Rock Falls is. Nobody would know what Altona is.
Yeah. And those are great
another
places.
One. Out of Town Club? Out of Town?
Out of Town's fun.
Out of
and
Town
that's
and
close.
Right.
I mean, that's what?
15 minutes?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really close.
We took some guys to our golf tournament a couple of years ago for the Village.
The Redwood, too.
They were right from Italy. And they couldn't believe it. They thought that was the greatest thing.
I know.
But you know the only thing is? They tried bringing in their own booze. Why did I try? I got this. No, you can't
there
do
are
that
some
here.
Rules, but... Huh. But it's also reasonably priced supper clubs.
Oh,
I just think people are going to look at that and say, That was a slice of Green Bay.
Folks, let us know if you got some other ideas within an hour drive, I would think. Hour 10?
Yeah, no, less than an hour, because that would be part of your advertising,
roughly,
less than an hour. So we can be 59
I'm
minutes,
on this.
Which is...
And I am not going to take that big of a cut.
And I also want to know their favorite supper clubs. There's a lot of good ones, but I'm wondering, our listeners may know... You know, because I become a creature of habit as the older I get.
And you got to introduce people to broasted chicken.
Yes.
Yes. It's buffet day. Is there anything better than a buffet? I've never found it.
John, let me ask you this about buffets. Have you ever gone to a buffet by yourself?
Breakfast buffet. Does that count?
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a
all
lot
you
of that.
Can eat.
Oh, man.
All you can eat. You've been to all you can eat by yourself.
I'm so
That's sad.
I have a hard time containing myself at a buffet line because I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about what's here. We're going to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Lose your mind. Life in the fast lane. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Election 2024 is behind us, and some new faces are taking over leadership on the House and Senate Ag Committees. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the four leaders of the committees have a wealth of experience.
The House Ag Committee chairman is Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. He's well-established. New ranking committee member Angie Craig from Minnesota. New, but not inexperienced. On the Senate side, John Bozeman from Arkansas takes over as the committee chairman. He's been serving as a leading Republican for a while. And joining him from the other side of the aisle is Senator Amy Klobuchar from the Democrats. Again, new to her post, not new to Congress, not new to the Ag Committee.
That's Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, along with us. I'll have more news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Joshua Gonzalez, a second grade teacher and agriculture committee chairman at River Trail School of Agricultural Science in Milwaukee Public Schools, has been named the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher by the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom program. Gonzalez's passion for agricultural literacy stems from personal experience and a vision to transform urban education. Reflecting on the pandemic's impact on food access, Gonzalez recalled his grandparents' backyard fruit trees in Puerto Rico, where neighbors shared harvests to support one another. Inspired by this memory, he now equips students to address food deserts and build sustainable, healthy communities through urban agriculture. You can learn more about this as well as find other agriculture news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as you'll receive stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Man with the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 WGBW, 96.5 FM WISS, coming your way out of Appleton, and of course the Civic Media app. So Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay up and down the dial now. Today is also Swiss Cheese Day. Not a big Swiss cheese fan. There's not enough flavor. You?
That is, you know what? That is, I can see you saying that. I think there's different types of Swiss cheese. There's some really, really good Swiss cheese.
Otherwise, it's kind of bland. It is.
It's a little bland. I would agree with that.
Science Fiction Day. I have never seen a science fiction movie. I have never read a science fiction book in my entire life.
Really?
I've never even seen Star Wars. Never seen Star Wars. Never seen Star Trek.
Comic books when you were a kid?
Not a single one. Zero. Con, you seem like a science fiction guy.
Oh, yeah. Big Star Wars guy.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Some guy just died from Star Wars.
From the TV show? Because they got to all be like 100, aren't
they? Not a TV show. It was a movie. But yeah.
I didn't see that. No,
is Denny Crane still alive? Denny Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Denny Crane. You want to go to battle with us with my firm? Denny Crane. That was a good show.
What, Boston Legal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shatner was good. Denny Crane.
No, it's somebody. I just saw something on Star Wars.
Go ahead.
Totally appropriate that today.
Today is personal trainer day. So, of everybody in this room, of everybody listening to this show, how many people have a personal trainer?
I think more than you think.
I think not.
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot. They have 19 personal trainers just at Western.
Conrad, you ever a personal trainer?
Yeah, I used to.
You serious?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it for a long time, just like some introduction courses and stuff with them. And I was like, yeah, too expensive now. But yeah, it was cool to learn some stuff with them.
All right.
And if nothing else, after a year, which I've been doing this for a year, which I can't believe, you're more comfortable in the gym with the machines. You know how to set everything. You know, this one's at 70, this one's at 90, this one's at, that sounds pretty light, but it's because they are. How many reps? I don't know. I like it. I like her. You've met her. She's
nothing against it. And if you can't make it, you need to fill it. I'll be glad to do it. But
sit there and talk for the hour. What? Talk for the 50 minutes.
No.
Anyway, I was there yesterday. I was there yesterday, John.
All right.
I was there at 10 o'clock yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, 10 in the morning. She was there. She called. I'm like, she said, are you going to, on New Year's Eve, she said, you going to be there tomorrow? And I'm like, what? I said, you're open on New Year's Day? She said, yeah, we are. And I wasn't the only one there, obviously. New Year's Day, there's quite a few people that are like, okay.
Well, didn't you say someplace was jammed New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. That was crazy New Year's Eve. I think people were just going out, and it was, you couldn't find a machine almost. It was very, very busy New Year's Eve. But anyway, back to my my daily resolutions, besides starting every day with
what are the other ones?
Well, you know, you should. You can do some. Start your day with a gratitude list. You wake up and go through 5-10 things that you're grateful for.
Okay. You got 5 or 10 every day?
Well, John, you could be grateful just to wake up. You could be grateful for
are you talking
things?
5 to 10 original ones every day, or could the next day could it be I'm grateful I woke up.
Then
the
grateful next day, for my
I'm grateful I woke
family.
Up.
Well, okay. Yeah, you're grateful for your just to start your day with a day of with gratitude puts you in a good mood. Do you make your bed every day? Or your half of the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe that. Do you, Con?
I'm not sure I've ever... I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't think I've ever made a bed to completion where it's, like, nice. Where somebody would walk in and be like...
This hasn't been used. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't think I ever have in my life.
Okay, there's a whole book written on Make Your Bed, but it puts you in the right frame of mind.
I've got the book.
Okay, we talked... Yeah. The other thing about making your bed is
I can never get it straight. I can't get this corner, can't get that corner, can't get whatever. They should make sheets and blankets that make it a lot easier to make a bed.
How can it be any easier than to square it off and tuck it in? Whatever. Okay. All I'm saying is the other good reason to make your bed is you're not going to get back in it.
Yeah, good point there.
I mean,
yeah,
it's like good point. My day's starting.
That's a good point.
You
know what is a great feeling though? Is when you're at a hotel, good hotel, and you go out to do whatever, and you leave them, and you come back, and it's spotless.
That, yeah.
Isn't that the greatest feeling in the world?
And then if you go out again, you come back and there's turndown service, yeah. You know? And yeah, it's yeah. That a. But if you like that, you can do that. How long does it take to make a bed? Maybe
no,
2 minutes?
Listen, it's the same thing as making a sandwich.
All right, somebody else makes it, it's better.
If yeah. somebody else makes it, it's better.
Yeah, that's true. That, okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, my daily news is a healthy shake.
Oh.
And I'm using that stuff Dennis gave me.
Oh, yes.
Did it's you get phenomenal. Some of that, Con? Dennis from the Glam Band? He's like...
It's great.
And it's it a monthly shipment of...
Kavaja?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Did I tell you about the shakes I'm making now? I'll make you one. Tomorrow, I'm bringing you in a shake.
No, I'm on my own.
No, No. I'm bringing you in a shake tomorrow. I'm doing this for you.
Actually, I had adjuster.
Don't worry about it.
I'm thinking in my refrigerator, adjust a shelf so I could fit
don't worry about
all the ingredients.
Okay. Coconut milk?
No, don't like it.
Well, you're going to eat it. Chia seeds?
Yeah, that's all right.
Frozen raspberries?
Good.
Frozen banana?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis's stuff and protein powder.
Well, that Dennis's stuff is protein powder, isn't it?
Well, I do both. I'm trying to...
Because he says two scoops of that, what's it called again?
Kajaba?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, overload with my stuff and let my body figure it out. So I'm going to make you one tomorrow, and I'll bring it in. And they're delicious. Con, you here tomorrow?
Yeah, I am.
I'm making you a shake tomorrow.
Okay, so...
There you go. Someone
you,
drink it.
You won't need to eat for the rest of the day. Those
really?
Chia seeds, what they do, they're like little sponges.
Those are good. Con.
And they taste good.
And they're kind of expensive, but he gave that to me. So anyway, that's I'm going to do that every day. That's so my
Nikki actually gave them to us.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I would have no idea where you buy
gratitude
cheese.
List. Yeah. Make your half of the bed, or your bed, and a healthy shakes every day.
Yes.
Okay, those are the three, and then my weekly. Well, my weekly is I've got to, you know what I have to get ready for? I have to get ready for this NFL draft. I have to kind of go through every room, you know, make some closet space all that.
You
got
enough
rooms in the house that I got
to
start.
So has Michael talked to you about the next steps now? I mean, what are we, 100 days away? Or
I want to see who's coming to my house.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that. And I also, you know, I kind of. You know, a gentleman's agreement, but he'll get as much as he can. And
right.
I want him to define that.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
So I would think
I mean,
January.
There's got to be something for the effort.
Right. I would think January they would probably start securing that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would they, like, possibly submit three potentials to you, and then you'd be allowed to pick the one you want staying in your house?
That's not. The agreement I signed.
Okay.
They were just going to find me.
I didn't know if that was part of it.
If it was between the first and second round draft choice if the kid's going to the Packers. Yeah, I don't know.
Like
if the parents of somebody who's
projected. But you know what?
But John, I will tell you, I think I've told you this too. Like I told him what I don't want. He's like, okay.
What don't you want? Youpers? That's so discriminatory. Wow. Terry
fraternity.
From, you're right, Green Bay Press Gazette was afternoon, News Chronicle was morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. William from Green Bay, Cropsies. Where's Cropsies? Cropsies is, and then
isn't
the Hotel
right
Seymour, which
oh,
is
that
great.
Hotel Seymour, that's a good idea.
Was Cropsies a supper club, though, or a bar?
Is that Cropsies just in Bellevue right here? Like.
Oh, I thought it was in Howard or Suamico.
I thought it was in, like, Bellevue, Green Bay. Actually, technically, I think it's in Green Bay. Am I thinking of the right place?
It says it's right on State Street.
In Green Bay?
Oh, right down here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
How am I missing? How do
that's
I not
a bar.
Well, that's what I mean. More of a, not a supper club as much.
No. That's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a Jill's thing.
Okay, but they might want to go to
after.
Old school bars.
Oh
too.
Yeah, totally after the supper club.
Take
we
some
gotta,
place where they got tappers for
yep.
60 cents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lenny's, Cropsies. Yeah. There's okay.
Okay.
That's a good idea. I just really want people to.
Oh
I
yeah,
don't want Cropsies.
That's the, yeah. State Street.
We could meet Raffles there, right? Haven't we?
I've been there a million times.
Yeah. But I want people to really. Get
I'm thinking of Schutz out in Suamico.
Okay.
Schutz.
I don't know what I'm thinking of, but I'll think of the place I'm thinking of at the break. I just want people, when they come here, to, wow, that was like the best night we had there was when we went to the supper club and then we went to Cropsies. You know what I mean?
They got
to
experience something unique.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, you know.
Or Merrick's.
Merrick's is good. Merrick's is great. All right, that's a good one, too.
You know, explain to them why they get a piece of raw bread or rye bread and a big raw onion. Right. You know, those kind of things.
Right.
I got to put my glass and read.
No, I think here. That's going to be fun to do that. And,
got this from Michael's Vec from the agency, Simple Homes. Jim asked that we not rent to anyone named John, arguably from the UP or originally from the UP. We can implement the Supper Club tour into our offerings.
There you go.
I like
Love
that.
It.
Danielle says, Happy New Year's, fellow. Luann says, Good morning, everybody. Michael says, Happy New Year, gentlemen. Looking forward to seeing you all next week on Thursday. Vicky says, Happy New Year, everybody.
All right.
So there you go. All right.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, this will be a great year. I'm optimistic of this year. I think we're going to do well here, and so I'm excited about what we're doing at my other place.
So what are you going to do?
When
during the draft?
I have a couple choices. Maybe three, really. I haven't decided. I mean, I've got places to stay.
Okay. Okay. Have you seen those? Have you? I thought of you. Have you seen those commercials with Nick Saban?
On the Airbnb?
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Five-minute showers maximum. Two flushes maximum. We got a beautiful barbecue out there. Don't touch it. I can see you being just like Nick Saban in those commercials. Here's the ground rules.
Right. Yeah. No, he's having people. I think he was staying having people. We looked at that option.
I would never do that.
Me either, man.
I would host family. Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not even crazy about that, to be honest with you. But I would never host strangers in my house. No. God bless the people who do. I know a lot of people do, or it's, you know, and that was the original Airbnbs, these little really cottage was. Type things that the lady would make breakfast. And,
right.
And
no.
Yeah.
I'm get out of it. I don't know if I want to, I haven't decided what I'm going to do.
Why? Okay. I'm not even joking. Why won't you convert your garage into an apartment?
For fear someone would live there. I don't need it. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
For the value of your property would skyrocket. Skyrocket. I bet you that would be worth an extra $100,000.
But
the value of your property, when Ben and Deanna come on here next time, we're going to ask them, how much would the value of your property be if you converted your upstairs of your garage into an apartment, to a mother-in-law apartment, as they call them? Minimum $100,000. And you could do it for 50.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why we're talking about that. It's not going to happen.
Okay. All right. Brian says they do make sheets, John. They are called fitted.
See? Brian.
Okay. The problem with those, with the things, it's you got, like I've said, I was trying to do that in my bed one day. And I'm not even joking. I'm not sure. I'm laying on top of my bed, face down,
you
spread eagle.
I can picture that.
I got my toes.
Trying to tuck it in.
Yeah. Got my toes trying to hold one corner. I got sharp toenails. I got one holding that corner.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to get in with my left hand, the other corner. And then as soon as I move my foot, that one pops out. Then you try to get the other one, that one pops out.
Okay. Wow. There's ways to do that. You do the three, and then you just kind of lift up the one corner and put it on, and you could drop a quarter on it.
I wouldn't have lasted. You know, I was reading about like the Navy SEALs and that, where you have to make your bed so perfect.
Oh, yeah. Those
and
guys are.
Like it's unbelievable. I wouldn't last 3 hours.
No.
3 hours, I'd be out of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Hey, yes.
Three. Out. Just, we're never going to mess.
All
just
over
go.
The bed.
Just get.
Can't even, it's not even the swimming.
Just go. We're not even going to make you swim out in the ocean. We're not going to carry those big lines. Yeah. We're not going to make you roll around in the wet sand. Right. You just go.
People, yeah.
Just
go. What did you know? People are saying, that mud was unbelievable.
What the hell were you thinking?
I couldn't hold my breath for 3 minutes underwater, but you could make my bed.
Just.
Good.
Well, I was almost a Navy SEAL.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went to school. How was it? Tough. I don't like to talk about it. Wow. Did you graduate? Right. No, I came a little short. Wow. How long were you there? About 2.5 hours. No, I mean, how long were you in the train? About 2.5 hours. What got you? Making the bed. Wow. You rang the bell. Yep. Seymour Hotel, not a supper club, but great food and drinks. Colonial House in Freedom. Great seafood buffet.
Totally.
Wow.
That is a great crab legs. That's a great seafood.
Love
and
it.
They have the dessert bars great too.
Mine on the Bear, back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
New Year's, a lot of stuff going on once again, tragically, but the Sugar Bowl will be, Notre Dame game will be on at 4 o'clock, I believe it is, this afternoon. Today is happy birthday, Taye Diggs. Not sure who it is. Actor, not sure who it is. Dax Shepard is 49. Cuba Gooding Jr., 57. Kate Bosworth, 42. I watched a movie. Did you watch any movies on New Year's Eve? It's kind of our thing, watching movies.
Yeah.
So we watched this movie. It was kind of good, but kind of weird, but it was really interesting. It was based on the actual start of Saturday Night Live, and it was based on like about a 12-hour period on the debut of Saturday Night Live and how chaotic it was, and John Belushi and Chevy Chase literally getting in a fight, and all the George Carlin was the special guest, or was the guest host. Billy Preston. This is cool, though, because it brought back memories. They had two musical guests, because it was 90 minutes, okay? Isn't it an hour now? Con, is it an hour now?
Yeah, it's an hour.
It used to be 90 minutes. And they had two musical guests, but I loved it, because it's like, oh, man, Billy Preston, nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah.
You got to have something if you want to be with me. Remember that?
Yeah. Well,
okay. Then the other one.
This is opening night?
Yeah.
Well,
I learned the truth at 17, that love was made for beauty queens. Yeah, nah, nah. Janice Ian, 17. Remember that song? Big song.
Sure.
It was number one hit.
Yeah.
Number one hit, 1975. But anyway, but one of the scenes, I wonder if this is true. It's like, because they use the real names of all the people, and I can't think of the main producer now, but they said—
Lauren Green? Or Lauren—
Lauren Michaels?
Lauren Michaels.
That's it. They said, Johnny Carson is on the phone for you. It's like, what? Johnny Carson is on the phone for you. And he takes, hello, Johnny Carson here. Your show's probably not going to work. And they're going to run a rerun of one of my shows because yours isn't going to work. And best of luck to you up there. But, let's be honest. I own the nights and I'll own Saturday night, too. So don't get too excited because you're going to be out in about 2 weeks. He's like, okay, Mr. Carson, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to know how much they showed in that movie
that
was real life.
Right. Yeah. I
and then there's a scene with Milton Berle.
Oh, man. Okay. Uncle Milty. I know him. I told you I met him a number of times in the dressing room. Yeah,
yeah, well, I hope it didn't go the way it did in this show. Do you know his reputation?
I heard about it after. Yeah. Mm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he and Chevy Chase get into it because he's kind of putting some move on Chevy Chase's girlfriend. He's like, hey, you all, you know, are... he does something that... Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, interesting movie. Anybody else see that movie, Saturday Night, it's called? Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know.
But, boy, that you got to admit, that TV show, like many shows, that has a lot of commercials, though.
Yeah, well, they all do. I know.
But I think they probably a little bit more. And, you know, it's a very popular show. Everybody watches it, and it's live. And, you know, they talk about those are the shows that can get the most money. NFL.
Absolutely. So they're not going to give it back.
Right.
Nah, so, we don't have room for that.
No, it's that time.
So, I agree.
Anyway.
All right. So Packers, got to tackle Packers. Of course, the Bears game isn't going to mean a lot. I mean, Washington, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I'm one of those guys. And even in the meeting, Larry McCarron is the exact same way as me along this line. We don't like dissect. Well, this could happen and they could be the. Larry and I have both the exact same thing. Play all the games. When it's over, you see where you are. It doesn't much matter. I would say, though, going to Philadelphia is going to be a tough game.
But
if Jalen Hurts is ready to play. That one's not. I mean, going to Los Angeles, I could see them going to L.A., nice weather, and beating the Rams. Going to Philly is going to be a tougher game, much tougher. I mean, I'm not talking out of school there.
But there's a chance. Isn't there a chance they run into somebody else? Tampa,
Washington. I mean, there's so many things that have to happen still in the last, you know, if this guy beats this guy and that guy beats that guy. So I'm not one of those people that gets all twisted. Well, oh, this team has to beat that team. Just play them all. And yeah,
I was just looking at what the odds are for that game. Are we supposed to win? We got to be what?
The Bears?
13?
I don't even know what the spread is, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I mean, tickets, it said, you know, it's...
Jair, the big story, of course, Jair... I mean, has Jair Alexander been played this year? I mean, he's out for the year, but it's like, no lie. I mean, as much money as he makes and everything, but it's not like, oh, my God, we've gone without him for so long.
Right, but...
He's almost like the next David Bakhtiari, where you just get tired of hearing about his injury. Well, he might play this week. Oh, no, he's questionable. All season long. I hate that. Just go away and get healthy instead of this week to week. I hated that with Bakhtiari every week.
Old.
My God, for years.
Yeah.
And Jabari and Alexander's the same thing now. Ugh.
Yeah. That boy, he made a lot of money for
both of them are making so much money. It's mind-boggling and they don't play. It's unbelievable. Greatest job in the world.
Yeah.
In the world is being an NFL football player who signs that big contract, as they say, who get paid because you're fine.
Right.
You never have to play again.
Neither do your kids don't have to work.
You have no motivation to play anymore.
Right.
Andrew Brandt, that used to work for the Packers, has always said that the difference between somebody before they get that contract, how they grade out how good their playing is, versus after they get that big contract, Andrew Brandt, who's been in the NFL for 50 years, and this is what he dealt with, he said it's mind-boggling the difference in their performance before and after they get paid.
Yeah.
Jair Alexander sitting back saying, oh, no. You think David Bakhtiari is saying, I wish I was out there.
No.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Right.
I want to ask you, though, when
back
we come
up
back
the truck. Beep.
Right. The guy, okay.
All right, we're going to start a quick break.
The guy to break the record.
You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
It's Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Investigators are trying to determine what led a U.S. citizen and Army veteran to drive a rented pickup truck at high speed down Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day. 15 people were killed before Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead by police. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Inside that Ford F-150, authorities say they found multiple homemade pipe bombs packed with nails. A fire at an Airbnb near Bourbon Street yesterday morning is now reportedly being linked to Jabbar. Officials say it appears explosive devices associated with the attack were made at the property.
An ISIS flag was also discovered in that pickup truck. An immediate question was how the truck was able to access Bourbon Street. Jim Maurer was there at the time.
There didn't appear to be a lot of heavy metal barricades or anything like that.
Officials have said that steel bollards on the street were unreliable and in the process of being replaced. This is ABC News. A mass shooting late on New Year's.